السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. وعمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خصاما وتروح بطانا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that we should have tawakkul and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the actual meaning of tawakkul? What is tawakkul? Tawakkul means to hand over one's affairs or tasks to someone else. And that's how the word wakil comes. Wakil in Arabic terms is an advocate, lawyer, representative. And when a person is in a situation that he is not able to solve it, he doesn't have that authority or knowledge or experience, so what he does, he hands over his task, his affairs to someone else who is more knowledgeable, experienced, or a person who has authority like a lawyer. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has mentioned that a representative should have three qualities. A good representative, a good wakil, should have a three quality. Number one, a wakil or representative should have a correct understanding and knowledge of the issue. What is going to represent in front of the judge, he should study the case and he should have proper knowledge of that issue. Number two, he should have the power and the ability to execute the task with total authority to act upon it. If a lawyer doesn't have authority or doesn't have, you know, power, so that kind of lawyer is not sufficient, is not beneficial and useful. So a lawyer should have a total power and authority to execute. Number three, he must act in the best manner and interest of the client, and that's the reason why he has hired him. So all his, you know, arguments should be in favor of his client. Now compare this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why we need to rely on the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number one, our knowledge is limited. We cannot see behind the wall, right? And the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. What is even going on in our minds? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the thoughts, what we are thinking. That how the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The second condition or quality a lawyer required is that he should have a proper he should have a power to execute the case, right? So who can be more powerful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Our power is limited. Our authority is limited, is mahdood. But the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over everything. And the third condition, that the lawyer should do in the favor of his client. He should execute and act on behalf of his client, try to win the case try to make the person to whom he is representative a victorious, right? So who can be more kind and merciful than our Creator? Who arhamur rahimin? He is most merciful. Then our own mother, 70 times, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his servants 70 times more than the mother loves his child. So that much of arhamur rahimin, if you are handing over your case in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercifully will act upon it. Now, this is the sunnah of all the prophets and Anbiya alayhi salam. We learn in the Holy Quran that whenever any Nabi or Prophet of Allah surrounded or this kind of situation he was in, immediately he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Whoever depend, rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is sufficient for him. كُلَّ يُسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. You must tell them every musibah, every calamity, every problem, every hardship we are facing in our daily life, whether it is financial problem, whether it is social problem, whether it is marital problem, whether it is our physical problem, sickness, disease, etc. Every test is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu yusibana illa ma kataba Allahu lana huwa maulana. He is our creator. He is our sustainer. He is our malik. Wa 'ala Allahi falyatawakkalil mu'minun. A believers always rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the quality of the believer, that it only depends on the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was thrown into the fire, prior to the throwing into the fire, Jibril salam, Mikael salam, all the angels came to help him. He refused and rejected, "I don't need anybody's help." Why? The last word before he was thrown into the fire was what? Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. My Allah, hasbi Allah. My Allah is sufficient for me and is the best wakil and representative. So when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam put his trust in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he handed over, he made his wakil to Allah. Allah is my wakil. Allah is my representative. I don't need anyone's help. I don't need the help of any makhluk. My creator, my khaliq is sufficient for me and is the best wakil, ni'mal wakil. I don't need anybody's help. When total reliance and tawakkul executed from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then and then Allah's mercy activated. And you see, Allah is so powerful, Allah doesn't need to change the situation. There and there, in same fire which was burning for the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the fire, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Immediately same fire, outward is looking like flames, blaze. But inside that fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the different situation and condition, and it was very comfortable and very cool for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world as a darul asbab. Allah has put the cause and effect in everything. Allah has created fire to burn. So there is an effect. Anyone goes nearby fire, the fire is going to burn it. The quality of the water is the drowning. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept that effect in the water is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever will go and whoever will jump into the water is going to drown. That is a fact. And that is the effect of the water, is going to drown. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the knife to cut. And that is his quality. Whatever comes under the knife, it is going to cut in this world. That is obvious. But what is the tawakkul now? Tawakkul is that
everything happens through the order and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, fire has ability to burn, but fire can only burn when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is connected to it. Otherwise, fire cannot burn. And it didn't burn Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, water has the ability and effect of drowning. But when the tawakkul is that a water can only drown when the hukam of Allah, when the command of Allah is connected with that water. Otherwise, same water couldn't drown Hazrat Musa alayhi salam in Bani Israel. Yes, Allah has kept the ability in the knife to cut anything and everything. But when it is going to cut, that is the tawakkul, that Allah has kept the knife to cut. But knife can only cut through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is subservient, everything is subservient to the command of and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can happen, you know, against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asbab are there, but tawakkul is beyond the asbab. We have to take all, and that's why Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, because we are living in this world of asbab, the cause and effect, right? So Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned this hadith narrated by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Qala samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqul, law annakum tatawakkalun, O people, if you rely and have tawakkul Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala haqqa tawakkulihi, as supposed to be, you know, your tawakkul and reliance and trust on the qudrat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La razaqakum kama yarzuqut tayr, Allah will definitely